Jennifer Ring joins us, and Jennifer is a wonderful author. She's a professor of political science at the University of Nevada, Reno, and I thought this would be a perfect time to have her on. She has a book that's out, A Game of Their Own, and it's Voices of Contemporary Women in Baseball. And Jennifer, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thanks so much, Marty. It's a pleasure to be back. I think we talked a couple of Mother's Days ago when the book first came out, and now it's out in paperback. So I'm delighted to be talking to you again.
I know, and I love the story, and I think it's so important in what you did. And 20 American women were selected to represent Team USA in the fourth Women's Baseball World Cup in Caracas, Venezuela, in 2010, and Jennifer was on with us after that. Most Americans, however, had no idea such a team even existed. So tell us again about the book and about some of these young women and what they had to overcome to be considered baseball players in the world.
Well, the book is written about actually the starting lineup of that 2010 team, but there were 20 women on the team, and I got to know them well. My daughter was one of them and has played with them for years. All of them love baseball better than any other sport, and all of them had a battle to stay in the game because, as you know, we like our girls to play other sports. And those of us who love baseball know that there is no other sport. And so most of these girls had to convince coaches and teammates and other people who were trying to encourage them athletically, because they were all great athletes, that baseball was the sport they wanted. And there isn't girls' baseball in this country. And a girl who wants to really, well, there is. There's starting to be. I don't want to sell that short. But, you know, when you say you're a girl who plays baseball, people say you mean softball. And these girls meant hardball. And they were usually the only girl on their little league team. And many of them on their high school team. Some of them went to softball in high school and then were drafted on Division I teams for college and then returned to baseball as soon as they could. So it's a story about a passion for the game of baseball and the cultural roadblocks that are in the way of American girls who want to play.
Now, if someone wants to play today, how do they go about playing baseball today? Well, what's available?
Well, it's, you know, it's not that much better than it was when my daughter, this is a 2010 team, and she was, how old was she then, 22. Right now, there's more. Baseball for All is Justine Siegel's grassroots effort to make baseball available for little girls, and so their little league teams. Still, most girls join little league and are the only girl on their team. And Baseball for All does is try to get them, all the girls who play little league, together for tournaments. Major League Baseball and USA Baseball. USA Baseball is the organization that sponsors the Women's World Cup. And I should say there will be one this year in Florida for the first time, the end of August. So it's the first time it's been held on American soil. But the girls who get there, it's a little easier than it was 10 years ago. We still would prefer the easier path for the girls is to go to softball, and that's not really a good substitute.
No, it's not. Well, at least I'm glad you have the book, and I'm glad you tell the story, because there's so many young ladies who are such good athletes and good baseball players, and we see it in Little League all the time, and then all of a sudden the funnel gets a little smaller, and they can't, you know, play in high school. So I'm glad that this exists and that you've put it to paper. The book is A Game of Their Own, and Jennifer Ring has put it out. It's Voices of Contemporary Women in Baseball. Jennifer, what's the best way to get the book for someone who wants to catch up with this wonderful story?
Well, it just came out in paperback. It's published by the University of Nebraska Press, but it's available on Amazon. And I always like going into your local bookstore and asking them to order it, but people, you know, you can get it online. It's readily available. And, you know, it's a great story as we start this new baseball season again. I think it's getting easier and easier. But it's still a heroic story for a girl to say baseball, not softball.
No, I agree with you 100%. We use the book tree up in Montclair. David up there can order the book, and David really has a lot of the books that we have on the show. One thing that, before we let you go, one of the things on the back, it says these racially, culturally, and economically diverse players from across the country have ignored the message that their love of the national pastime is wrong. And it made me think of a book review I did a few weeks ago, and it was called Tinker to Evers to Chance, and it was about Chicago baseball in the early 1900s. And Chance had come from California. His grandparents were pioneers that came over in the Conestoga wagons. And Tinker was a Christian youth, a YMCA kid from Kansas City. And Evers, this was the infield combination. Evers was a second baseman, a tough Irish kid from upstate New York. And how those three from different parts of the country came together. And when I read the sentence that you had on the back of the book, I said, wow, it's what baseball's all about, is that they take people from all over the country, all over the world, and make a team. And that Tinker to Evers to Chance, very famous Cub combination of the early 1900s, made me think of what you had written. So I'm glad you covered that area as well.
Yeah, no, the team is remarkably diverse, and it is America's team. It's girls, so nobody knows about it. But they don't go away, and they won't go away. I urge Giants fans and everybody who listens to your show, Marty, to check out the Women's World Cup, and Team USA is going to be playing, and they're going for the gold, and it'll be in Florida this year at the end of August.
Well, terrific. Jennifer, have a happy Mother's Day, and I'm always glad to have you on.
Thanks so much, Marty. Great to talk to you again.
Very good. All right, that is Jennifer Ring. What a pleasure.